next on the program is Howard Schwartz, and he's the author of two books of poetry, Vessels and Gathering the Sparks, and four books of short fiction, including Midrashim, Collected Jewish Parables. He's edited three anthologies, Voices Within the Ark, the Modern Jewish Poets, Imperial Messages, 100 Modern Parables, and forthcoming is Gates to the New City, A Treasury of Jewish Tales, as well as Elijah's Violin and Other Jewish Fairy Tales, selected and retold by Howard Schwartz, and a book of his stories, The Captive Soul of the Messiah. Howard Schwartz teaches at the University of Missouri in St. Louis, and he also has put St. Louis on the map as far as anthologies and literature is concerned. He's one of those poets and writers in St. Louis who has brought great recognition to the city, and we're really proud to have him here and also to have him read tonight.
Okay, good evening. Before I start, I just wanted to say a word about Arthur. Basically, what you all already know, and that is that Arthur was the best. Strange thing happened. I guess maybe some of you know that Arthur was planning to title his book of really all his poems. He was going to call it In the Body Experiences. And just as I was leaving tonight, I got a telegram from Arthur. And he said he asked me to announce that he's working on a new book, which is called Out of the Body Experiences, and that there's some knockouts in it. He wishes he could read them tonight. I'd like to start off with a poem for Arthur. It's called Mississippi John Hurt, Buried in the Pepper. The sky broke open, and it was raining pepper. Pepper was falling all around him. It was pouring pepper. The pepper was coming home to roost. The pepper was black and white. Who would ever know it? Clouds of pepper. Who had ever seen it? John Hurt held up his umbrella, but it was filled with pepper. The earth had fallen into a pepper pot. The fine earth was filled with pepper dust. Clouds of pepper hid the sun. Clouds of pepper hid the clouds. John Hurt was a root buried in the pepper. John Hurt felt the long arm of the pepper. John Hurt felt the pepper rise up around his neck. It was pepper time. It was time to go. It sure was a lot of pepper. Okay, well, my plan is to read a few poems and then to read you a fairy tale, as fairy tales are my latest obsession. This one is called The Phoenix. This is the bird that invented silence. He created it one day when he stopped singing. If you listen carefully, when the wind dies down, you can hear his silent song. When the silence has lasted too long, he breaks it in two, and afterwards invents it all over again. Speaking of silence, I had some long ones with my poems, and this was the poem that broke it for me. It's called The Fire in the Ferns. With only the fire in the ferns to guide us, we make our way through the ice. The ashes are so cold, not even a fire could warm them. Only the ferns, covered with snow, can show us how to kindle the fire within that has been out so long. The eave root This is the root that Adam received from the first woman. Planted in the earth, it will bring forth a tree whose branches will reach into every corner of the world, but whose roots will remain within. Left in the sun to dry, it will serve as a charm, weaving a spell between two bodies, binding one root to another. But no matter how far you tunnel into the mouth of the cave, never will you reach its source. I have a whole series of muse poems. This one is called Iska. She is the dark sister standing in the shadow of the cave, who peers into the bonfire that is burning within. Sometimes she accompanies you with her instrument. Sometimes she lets you pray with her voice or share the sound of her breathing or even her song. This time she lets you read your lifeline as if the words were already written. If only you would kneel by the fire, she whispers. You would understand why no water can extinguish this flame, why all the logs burst into buds and all the kinds of wood put forth fruit. Psalm. Father, you are the trunk. We are the branches. When the ark opens, we stand beside your silver tree on this side of the earth, reading your words over and over, raking the coals. And when we look up and glimpse the future, lashed to the mast of an ark, rolling over the waters of a dark sea, we wrap ourselves once more in your garment of light, your prayer shawl woven from the fabric of history. But Father, we are still waiting for the rain that must come on its own, and for the tree that will spring up out of those waters and bear fruit. The last of the poems is called Blessing of the Firstborn. Like new waters that form nightly, we embrace the breath of the beginning with arms of air, and submerge in these waters of the moon to receive the blessing of the firstborn, whose seed has taken root inside you, whose breath is drawn through the stars, whose pool is replenished in caverns of sleep by the waters that swirl around us before the circle they inscribe becomes a full moon at rest.